This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One time there was this one brother giving another brother advice, and he said, what's one thing that you see in me that you would advise me to where, you know, you've seen me act this way in front of people, and if I continue to do that, it won't be a good look. It won't look good in regards to my character and things of that sort. He said, don't rush. Don't be a hasty person. He said, okay, what else would you advise me? And the brother said, don't be a hasty person, man. Don't rush. Calm down. He said, okay, but what's something else? He said, you know what? If I were you, I wouldn't rush. Don't be a hasty person. This person obviously was getting a little agitated, but at the same time, he realized the importance of the message. This is similar to what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told one of the companions, the disciples. He said, he asked him to give him advice. He said, لا تغضب, do not get angry. فردد مرارا. Then he repeated it again. He asked him again for advice. He said, لا تغضب. So every time he said, give me some more advice, he would say the same thing. Some scholars mention that this person's characteristic or personality, this was a test for him. From his wiring that Allah has created him with, this khuluq, his manners, this is something that he needs to refine and work on. And every one of us have something, one aspect of our manners that we need to work on and refine and beautify. So firstly, it's possible to do that. But it's important for us to understand that we must be patient throughout this process. And that's one of the aspects of manners that we have to be very, very important to remind ourselves of at times of the final frontier of hardship, to where we have a choice to act in a good way or act in a way that is detrimental to ourselves and those around us, to be a person that is patient. And the scholars mentioned three categories: patience with Allah, patience with what has been predestined and what has happened on this earth. You're patient with what has taken place, and you act in a way that is befitting for someone that knows that Allah is watching and listening. The second is patience in doing actions of good. Prayer five times a day may not be easy for many of us. Waking up in the morning and making wudu with cold water, being honest in times to where you may face consequences that you don't want, that is patience with doing the actions of good, and patience in staying away from these sinful actions. The things that we may desire, even from food and overconsumption of it, even from doing things such as leaving off a good deed, which is an action of ma'asiyah, which is a sinful practice, an obligatory deed, leaving off the prayer. Choosing to lie because you want an immediate benefit, instant gratification. You have to be patient with that. It's not easy, but that's why the struggle is real, and the struggle, Allah is well aware of it. Wa kana sa'yukum mashkura, as Allah says, and verily your toil and that which you do in your actions, your struggle is something that will deserve gratitude and that warrants gratitude, mashkura. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that practice patience on a continual basis, that look at the patience and see the bright light and the benefit of that. For verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the sabirin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.